half a dozen people will be stretching on top of Tabor Lake tomorrow morning. They'll be testing their tree pose and downward facing dog on stand-up paddle boards. It's part of a series of yoga classes on right now, and Daybreak's Audrey McKinnon takes us for a dip.
My name's Jaylene Pfeiffer. I'm a yoga teacher, and I love the water and teaching stand-up paddleboard yoga in Prince George.
You have your leash, your anchor, and your paddle.
I love being outside, and I love the, just the challenge of whatever nature's going to bring to you each time you get on the water. There's no control.
Pause. Don't think too much about it. Okay, and then just get on your board. When you get on your board, you're looking to be centered right over top of your handle. And you get your paddle in the water, and there you are.
The biggest thing for me is just having something new to teach people, and big thing is just getting outside and experiencing all the different sounds and sensations around you.
Hi, I'm Soleil Gagne.
And I'm Joelle Gagne.
Joelle's been doing yoga for a while, and then she heard about this Sri Chinook that she's been taking yoga with, and she thought it'd be a good experience to try for my birthday and get the day started, so...
It brings a different element to it, because you're really, instead of having, like, in class they play the soothing music, the music out here is just the waves to the board, and then you don't hear that every day, yeah. It's a challenge. There's nowhere where you can, like, just keep your gaze, because you're moving the whole time and the wind's going, but, no. It's a big accomplishment more so when you're out on the water than if you're in the class, so it's nice.
I almost fell once, but I didn't.
This is why I said you will get wet.
Most people, when they start even considering the idea of getting on a paddleboard, there is, for some people, a little bit of anxiousness and maybe fear of falling in the water. The more curious you get, the more chance there is going to be that you might fall in, but... nothing's gonna happen, right?
Have you fallen in?
I have fallen in. Not while I'm teaching. I don't get as curious. Nothing happened. You get wet and you get back up on your board and you give it another try. It's actually exhilarating when somebody falls in because it breaks the ice. Yeah, I get some people just like jumping in. I introduced today a pose called firework pose, but nobody went for it.
What's that?
It's where you just jump in the water at the end.
Can you catch bottom now, hun?
Yeah.
We had Cadence, 9-year-old, out there today, and I was introducing tree pose, which is a balance pose on one leg. And she didn't even wait for my cueing. She just popped her leg up, and we all just started laughing. And that's what... is created on your board, is a sense of adventure and fun and just being kind of that kid again, who, where you're not using so much of your thinking brain, you're just going with your intuition and your desire for adventure and fun.
I really like water and all that, so when I heard that my mom wasn't going, I decided to come with my Nana. It was a little bit scary at first because I thought that I was going to fall off, but then once you got used to it, it didn't get that scary after. Whenever I felt like I was going to fall, I just put my leg down and I tried again. Well, I'd say this yoga is better than the normal yoga.
Why is that?
Because it's on the water.
And you like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you hear and what do you see when you're out there?
Like loons and eagles and mountains and trees and birds.
Sounds so peaceful. I'm not sure if I would feel as peaceful doing the downward facing dog on a paddleboard, but I'm glad to hear that people are enjoying